Hello everyone, this is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com, and today in this brief audio I want to talk to you about the difference between rulership and leadership in your business. Now when you think of rulership, you're probably thinking of a very autocratic business that has employees, and the behavior of the employer towards the employees is highly autocratic. Well, that autocratic nature also extends in business to your clients if you're trying to dominate them, influence them by creating a scarcity model for the things that you are providing for them, or if you are being overly exclusive to the point that no one feels they're good enough to work with you. Leadership, on the other hand, means that you inspire people. It means that you have the ability to empower others and that you empower others willingly and freely. The end result of leadership is collaboration. The end result of rulership is competition. Now, how do you want to influence your clients? How do you want to influence your customers? Is it by beating them over the head? Is it by stuffing sales pitches to them in their email box all day long? Is it by creating the illusion that you belong to an elite group of people and that these little peons just need to buy your product so their lives can be better? Or is it from a place of absolute respect and love for the client? I look at you as an awesome, incredible human being. You have great things in you, and here is a product or a service that will help you unleash that. Let's talk about it. Let's share. I want to know who you are and why, what you're interested in. I want to know what makes you get up in the morning. I want to know what motivates you. I'm interested in you. I care about you. That is the perspective of a business leader. So I want you to evaluate this in terms of your business. Of course, the reality is that most of us probably have both rulership tendencies and leadership tendencies. However, if you take the route of holding up the leadership tendencies as your goal and your vision, as part of your goal and vision for your business, you will find yourself gravitating towards that more and more. And what tends to happen is that rulership stems out of a hunger for money, for market share, and leadership stems out of a more thriving model. So one is more survival, one is more thriving. And because we're in business and we use the currency of money to measure our businesses, it's easy to get into survival mode. So again, watch out for survival mode. The more thriving you are in your vibration, in your mindset, in your relationship with other people, the more thriving you will be. But the more survival, scarcity, mindset, competition that you are in your business and you're looking towards rulership, not leadership, then the more you will be in that scarcity mindset and competition and lack mindset. So set loose the abundance mindset over your business today and watch and see it grow in leaps and bounds. Of course, if you would like some help creating a business effective abundance mindset for business, please contact me at coach@coachiyabo.com and I'll be delighted to work with you on that. Take care and have a wonderful day. Bye.